Karvy Stockbroking, one of the largest retail brokerage houses in India, got mired in controversy last year after several investors complained about the delay in receiving their transaction payout funds. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, after taking cognizance of the case and undertaking due diligence, banned the brokerage firm from taking fresh business on November 22, 2019 for misappropriating clients' funds. Cut to 1 year later, the NSE and BSE on November 24, 2020 declared the brokerage firm as a defaulter and expelled it from the membership. Hello and welcome to this edition of Business Standard Podcast. I am Nikita and today we will decode the Karvy Stockbroking crisis and what is the way forward for its clients. The case against Karvy Stockbroking pertains to alleged misappropriation of money and securities belonging to its clients. Last year, some of the brokerage firm's clients complained of delayed payouts. Typically, a person should get the money in his account on the third day of the transaction. But some clients alleged that they did not receive the money after more than a week of executing the trades. When asked about the same, Karvy said that the delay in payout was on account of technical issues. However, it was later found that the late transfer was on account of alleged misuse of clients' securities. According to NSE's investigation, Karvy raised around 600 crore rupees by pledging clients' securities worth 2,300 crore rupees with Bajaj Finance, ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank and IndusInd Bank. Add to it, the lenders claim that Karvy Stockbroking gave them the undertaking that the securities that were being pledged were its own and not of its clients. Moreover, investigation by NSE revealed that Karvy misused the power of attorney given by its clients to sell the client's securities through entities controlled by it. NSE also noted that Karvy sold XX securities to the tune of Rs. 485 crores through 9 related clients till May 31, 2019. Further, it also transferred XX securities to 6 out of these 9 related clients to the tune of Rs. 192 crores till May 31 last year. To hide this, the firm did not report one of its DMAT accounts in its submissions to the NSE from January to August 2019, which was detected only during the inspection by the NSE. That apart, reports suggest that the brokerage firm transferred this misappropriated amount to its group entity, Karvy Realty, between April 2016 and October 2019. Now, after a year, the NSE and BSE have terminated the membership of Karvy Stockbroking with effect from November 24, 2020 for non-compliance with regulatory provisions. So how does the move affect investors? To understand this, we have with us Mr. B. Gopkumar, MD and CEO of Axis Securities. Welcome to the show, Mr. Gopkumar. How does the latest move by NSE and BSE affect investors after SEBI's directive issued last year? And also, what is the way forward for them?
See, it's a good move from the regulator and exchanges. Okay, once you declare a broker as a defaulter, then you can claim the compensation under the Investor Protection Fund, okay, up to 25 lakhs. So it's important that now the customers who's part of that 95,000 customers are not where they have lost their savings or their stocks to the broker, now can legitimately make a claim to the exchanges and say that, okay, and show the proof that this was misused. And up to 25 lakhs, the Investment Protection Fund will come and play and be able to get the money back up to 25 lakhs. But it is the responsibility of the investor to give adequate proof that this person misused. Okay, that is one. So that is one point where the people's depository has misplaced, right? Has been misused. Second important is that the people are existing people already have the depository and Karvy still has a depository license until Monday. You can ensure that you have to shift it to a new depository. I think there are two things you have to do. Third point is also that Karvy is also a very large player. One point of time the mutual funds that, right? They were distributors for the products. These customers should not have to worry because they can go to the same fund houses and they can redeem or invest further in the money. So there should not be any problem. Only the problem now exists is that the assets under a depository is then the question. So now we need to ensure that these customers are properly managed. And all these things, exchanges and the regulator will give you the adequate guidelines to how to go about for the claimant of this money. So that's how the whole thing will work.
Okay, and when can the investors expect relief from the entire episode?
Now the default has been declared. So in my understanding, which I still believe I've not got the confirmation, that you need to check the exchange website or you can write to the exchanges. They respond saying what is the process of claiming this money in case your money has been misused by the broker, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the Innocent Protection Fund will come to pay up these allies. But if you are an existing customer and your depository is lying with Cargo the depository, please can send it to Cargo and tell the Cargo to transfer it to another broker that you can do seamlessly. In case Cargo is not able to, you can approach the NSDL or CDSL. They will guide you how to go about doing an off-market transaction.
Okay, sir. And what if the claim is more than 25 lakhs?
The Indian law is 25 lakhs. That is there. I think after that, we need to wait and ask for the legal remedy what happens later, which don't have much foresight on that. But I think you can have a legal remedy, obviously, because it is a criminal offense done. I think the required lawyers or regulators or exchanges will help you further work on this case.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, sir, can Cargo, again file for license? I mean, can they come back to business?
No, they can't come back to business.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
That is all we have for you today in this edition of the podcast. For more news and views on business, markets and economy, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.